Back to work Monday for the Houston Texans at Reliance Stadium. Head coach Gary Kubiak, as well as the running backs, discuss Ben Tate's injured hamstring and how it affects that position.
I have a lot of confidence in Justin, so I'm going to go play Aaron and Justin just like I would Aaron and Ben. So I'm not going to do anything different right there. But now you're, you know, going from three deep to two deep. And, you know, so it's a concern as we move forward. How much time Ben misses to sit here and have two active running backs on your team with a nine-week stretch coming up here, you know, it's something we have to really take a hard look at. We've got a young man on our practice squad in Meggett that we like. So there may be a decision to make there at some point. But, you know, moving forward, we got to be very smart about what we're doing here.
I can't wait till he gets back healthy. But until then, you know, Justin Forsett is a very capable back. You know, we've seen what he can do already. So that's just the nature of the business. You know, somebody goes down, the next guy has to step up.
It's not an injury that you can necessarily, you know, just tough it out. And, you know, because especially at this position, you know, if you tough it out through an injury like this, you just make it worse and, you know, just make it worse for the long run. So it's something that, you know, before I get out there, I definitely want it to be, you know, very close to 100%.
I don't think so. You know, I think we run the same plays. You know, we're zone offense, one cut and go. You know, I just try to go out there and fight as hard as I can, you know, for those extra yards, you know, make people miss and, you know, make sure I'm up with my responsibilities. And, you know, I'm all about excitement and spark, so hopefully I can bring some of that to the game.
Defensive end J.J. Watt talks a little bit about the Buffalo Bills, a team which he hasn't really studied too much like the rest of his teammates.
I think the biggest key to our success is, like I've said all along, we need to stop the run first and foremost, make them throw the ball, and then attack the passer and make them uncomfortable, make him force some throws that he doesn't want to make, and give our DBs a chance to make plays. I mean, we have a fun team to play for, and if we go and sack the quarterback and make him throw some bad throws, our DBs will make plays.
That's it for your Texans Daily. We thank you so much for watching, and remember, follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.